Blog Talk Radio.
Well, howdy, everybody. Welcome to Standing on My Soapbox, your weekly call-in show where you can join us in ranting and raving and reviewing the week in LGBT news, pop culture, and politics. Guys, I'm always excited to have a different co-host this week, every week. And this week, you guys, we are excited to have the lovely Queen Lavanda from the Sordid Lives franchise and host of her very own radio show where she advocated for the LGBTQ rights and viability and discussed the politics of the day. Of course, we're talking about the amazing Ann Walker. Welcome to the show, Ann. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great and so happy to be with you.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice. I tell you all the time I miss you on the radio, and I appreciate you coming on to co-host with me. How
well,
is everything in beautiful Southern California?
Well, it's beautiful today. We have bright, nice sunshine and very nice weather. It's not too hot, not too cold, just like Southern California is supposed to be.
The way it is supposed to be, I love it, and I'm so glad to hear that because you had a little run-in a while back when we went crazy, not only hurricanes to the south, we had fires to the west, and you were caught up in all that mess, right?
Yes, I was. I really was. It was shocking when the police came to the door and said, I think it's time for you guys to go, and we had already packed the car because we saw the next road over. We live up in the country, in horse country, above Burbank. And
Okay. When
we saw the mountain, the hillside, ablaze, and it was just, you know, not even a half of, I mean, it was right there. I don't know, I can't tell a length of places. But anyway, all it had to do was come across and get us. So they wanted us to evacuate, and we did for a couple of days.
How
but
is that? Well,
it
I'm
was,
glad it
yeah,
worked out all good.
Me too.
Wow. Well, such an honor to have you back on the show. Of course, we're all such big fans of your acting. We're going to talk about Sordid Lives. You're going out in just a couple of days to New York City for another premiere. But we really miss you on the radio. You were such a great advocate. We loved listening to you and Scott. And I'm so glad to have you back on because there's a lot to talk about, my dear.
Just a couple things going on. Yes, it is.
Wow. Well, if anyone wants to call in, this is your chance to do it. If you have questions for Ann or if you want to just kind of chime in with us as we talk about different events going on here, this is your show to call in. It's 347-989-0126. Again, 347-989-0126. You'll be put right on hold and hear the show in progress. We'll get to you as quick as we can. But, man, let's just spin the wheel. 45 has so much going on to talk from. We got Alabama to talk about. We got
TweetGate
with talking about Puerto Rico and sports ball. And what would you like to start with?
Well, I just wanted to say I just was on my Twitter, and I saw a news person saying that there are like 4 or 5 containers of fresh water and food things and real help for Puerto Rico. And because of this Jones Act, that they won't let him unload it. Now, he raised all that for Houston and for Florida, but he hasn't done it for Puerto Rico. And I am just appalled by the continual disregard for people's lives. These are Americans. I mean, what have we... Well, the fact that he's sitting in the Oval Office, I still can't get over it. It just every day I wake up hoping that we're not into the next world war or getting bombed by North Korea. It's just been terrible, terrible.
It's horrible.
It's probably a good thing I'm not on the radio anymore because I might have had a heart attack. But.
I'm just worried you're bottling it all up. I hope you have friends that'll listen to it because there's a lot to be bottled up there. Goodness gracious.
There is. And,
that
Scott
Puerto Rico thing is so crazy. I mean, I have to say that I honestly will give him a little credit for not screwing up the hurricane things. I think most of that has to go to FEMA for being
FEMA's
improved over the 20 years since George Bush blew it all up.
Oh, Lord.
But all of a sudden, the weekend was about football. And like you said, Puerto Rico is just getting the short shift. He had all this goodwill, and it's just gone. He just screwed it up.
he bankrupted a golf club there in Puerto Rico. That was one of his big bankruptcies. And apparently the state, the Commonwealth, got dinged for a big debt when that happened. And I think that he has, still holding a grudge for Puerto Rico.
I think you're right. And it's the same thing. You hear about all this stuff that this great businessman, but again, I did read about that too. I think it was something like $31 billion in the economy that he took
mm-hmm.
out of Puerto Rico when that
yeah.
thing fell apart.
Yeah.
And I don't even think he didn't even own it. It was one of those things where he just put his name to it, but he was supposed to quote unquote manage it, where he managed
mm-hmm.
it into the ground and lost some $33 billion.
We're going to find out that those three casinos, the only person I know in the world who's ever gone bankrupt owning a casino is asshole 45. And the reason I think that they went bankrupt is because of money laundering for the Russians. They're the ones that put up the money. He couldn't get anybody to, no banker and no New York lending authority would give him any money. He's had to go to those people in Russia to bankroll him, and I believe that they did that with casinos because what better way to launder money in through the United States and not get found out?
I think that's such a great point.
Yeah.
Such a great point.
I don't have any proof of that, but I'm hoping that Mr. Mueller will come up with that proof. Because it's just, I think that we're going to, if we get the truth, and it's not been, there's no telling what the Trump lawyers are going to be able to, stonewall.
Oh, sure, right.
But I do believe that this is just the tip of the iceberg here that we know about.
There's just so much, and I know it takes a lot of time, and I know they're being very detailed in it, but, I mean, I just can't believe we're 10 months in, and it feels like 10 years to me. I hope it doesn't take
– I just don't know
how much more they need to do. It's like
exactly.
It seems like they have all they need, but I guess they're digging for more, and there's plenty
there
to dig for. Well,
that Senator Corker, who has announced his retirement –
Right.
Some people have said that he's the one that's from the Republican side who's going to take up the banner of impeachment. Now, we can only hope that
right,
happens.
Right, right. Fingers crossed.
But but we will see, I guess, what we see when the time comes. So how's your mama doing? How's your mother
doing? Oh, she's
doing
so good. I was just going to say she wants to say hi so bad, and she may even pop down or call in to say hi because she had such a treat. Meeting you in April, thought you were the next best thing to slice bread, as we all do.
Oh, she's
doing
so
really
sweet.
Good.
And you took
we
her
actually,
the gambling. You took her gambling last weekend.
I was so hoping that we would see you in Ohio because after New York, 2 days later, Dell and Emerson are going to Columbus, Ohio, and I'm bringing my mom there to another casino and to see the movie and to the meet and greet. So we are just
That's
going
great.
Casino crazy here.
Well, we're
but
leaving
you,
the following week to go to Winston-Salem. North Carolina, and we're flying into Charlotte, and then we have some lovely people picking us up, and we're going to go back to Winston-Salem, which we've already done, but we're going back there for a few days to do some more publicity, I guess. Those people were so nice to bring us back.
Carolina loves you, Ann Walker. I mean, my social media goes crazy because my brother lives just over the border in Rock Hill, South Carolina. So he's like 20 minutes
uh-huh.
from Charlotte. So I've gone down there a few times and met some people in our LGBT community in Charlotte, and they love you to death. The entire state of North Carolina just thinks you're a peach, which you are. You're the best.
Well, I sure love them too. I got to do Sorted Lives on stage in Charlotte last year. And it was for a fundraiser. We only did it for 3 nights at the McGlowan Theater downtown.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it was just amazing. We filled that little theater. I mean, it was like 300 seats or so.
Oh,
we filled
great.
It every night. And it was so much fun being LaVonda with a whole brand new bunch of people. And they were excellent. Just excellent.
I love that. Oh,
yeah.
That's so fun. And
I
then you're going to have
breathe,
a big
yeah.
gang together in New York. I think you have yourself and Caroline's going to be joining us, and
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of people
yeah.
are going to be joining you in New
yeah.
York. That's going to be a big, big premiere.
We're excited.
And
then
anything
I'm
you like
going
to do
home.
While you're in New York? Do you get to stay some extra time there? Or?
Well, I'm staying a couple of extra days. I'm staying Tuesday. Well, actually, a day and a half. I'm staying Tuesday and coming back Wednesday. But I'm hoping to get to see. I have my stepdaughter and her husband, who's an artist. They live there, and she works for
oh,
the
great.
Daily Show. So I don't know if I'm going to maybe have a chance to get to the Daily Show taping. I might on Tuesday. So I love Trevor Noah. I think
oh,
he's
yeah,
great.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
So
nice.
That would
be a
I'm
fun trip.
Sure.
Then you're actually, after you go to Winston-Salem, you're heading back home. You're bringing this back to Houston, right?
Yes, I can't believe it. I haven't been to Houston in so many years. And I am staying a couple of extra days so I can see my mother. And, you know, it's going to be a real homecoming. So I'm very excited about that. This has really been a banner year for travel for me.
I bet.
I've been going everywhere.
Crisscrossing the globe there. That's exciting,
absolutely.
Though.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
I
figure
I probably better do it.
The movie's been doing
so good. I probably better do it before I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying I better get it done, all this traveling, before I get too old.
Oh, please. You are never going to be too old. You're going to be going at it for many years to come.
They might be pushing me on. I've often told Dell, I said, honey, you'll be pushing me on stage in a wheelchair.
And he would too. He needs his LaWanda, that's for sure. He would.
If he thinks he can get some publicity that way. The man knows.
I can't wait
to
hear his new show. He's got his new shows talking about all of his old stories that you've probably heard a million times. I've heard one or two of them. He's taking the stories on the road pretty soon, from what I hear.
Yeah. I think he's going to start in Palm Springs coming up the 28th of October. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about
that. Yeah, I'm going to try to get him on before then, because I know he's been finally crisscrossing his last 2 weeks. Should be the end of it before the DVD time. Then it's going to be Merry Christmas time for a DVD of Very Assorted Wedding. That's going to be kind of fun.
Oh, goodness, honey. And they've been running some kind of contest on how many people are buying, and they pull something, you know. They say take a picture of when your order, you know, screenshot of your
right,
order.
Right, yeah, every
for,
week they're doing great
you,
giveaways. You're right.
Yeah,
you check the Facebook page on that, because there's some fun giveaways for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're
going to – I think it's going to be fun. I'm sorry. Go ahead, hon.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. What do you think – I mean, you and I are both MSNBC addicts, and
you're
very good to us, even though we thought Chuck went a little off his rocker a little bit this past year and things like that. He's kind of coming back around, I think. But now they brought this Megyn Kelly over. And have you heard she's already had two controversies out of 3 days of doing her new AM show? Heard anything about this?
Yes, I have. I was just listening earlier today to the Robert Redford and Jane Fonda interview.
How
and
can
Jane
you offend
Fonda,
Jane Fonda? How do you
Jane
offend
Fonda,
Jane Fonda?
Well, she didn't offend her, but Jane Fonda knows how to deal with people like her. I mean, she got into some very, like, about plastic surgery. Jane says, do we really want to talk about plastic surgery? Do we really?
Love Jane.
And,
oh, my God.
She's so cool. I saw her on Ellen yesterday, and now she's on Megan. But she, somehow, I didn't see the one with the
Will and Grace
cast. Yeah.
Right.
But I can't wait to tune that in tomorrow night. Oh,
yeah,
Lord,
I'm looking forward to that so much. And I think
too.
That's the reason Leslie's not joining you guys in New York. I think he's back in the studio there, from what little birds have been telling me. I don't know.
Well,
but.
good. I knew he was going back on, but I didn't know when it would be.
But, yeah, I just can't believe it. I mean, Megan was always been, I always thought, was a little homophobic. And I've never cared one way or another. I just haven't watched her. I just didn't like the whole Fox thing. But yeah, she starts
exactly.
the show Monday, and the first day out of the bed, she's trying. And I understand she's trying to do a joke, but when you're considered a homophobic to begin with, the gays wouldn't be the first people I would joke with, I don't think. Especially.
You don't do that. You just don't do that at
Not
all.
Without having the background for it. I mean, you have to have
exactly.
some credentials of being a friend of the community. Then you can get away with it. But
I wouldn't joke about my homosexuals. I would not joke about them unless something's really funny.
Oh, that's so true. But things regretting it, I guess, already. And this poor guy they picked out of the audience as a super fan, she says, well, you may not be a good lawyer, but you're probably a pretty good gay and really like Will and Grace. It's like, what? What are you saying, this man on national TV?
See, this woman has no clue. She's almost borderline Carrie, what's her name? Conway.
Oh, Kellyanne. Oh,
Kellyanne Conway. My God. They've been running a thing on, I think it's funny, they have a picture of that Tommy Lahren. Then they have a picture of Ann Coulter. Then they have a picture of Kellyanne Conway. And it says the progression of a meth addict.
Oh, God. Oh, I love that. That is awesome.
I saw that today. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I I did not share. I just went on. I don't share everything.
Well, you got to have your dillies you keep. If there is some things that just have to go out there, I try to be as politically correct as the next guy from time to time. But when you see things you agree with and just make me funny, I have to share it.
I do. I share quite a bit, and I am just a hell on wheels to retweet something that I found Twitter this year.
How are you liking it?
Well, I love it. I knew about it, and my friend John Williams, who used to be my engineer, he's
sure.
the one that got me set up with it, and it's at Ann Walker Show, even though I don't have a show right now, but that's the Twitter, what do you call it, the Twitter handle?
Your Twitter handle,
Twitter.
Yeah, your Twitter name, uh-huh.
Yeah, my Twitter
handle,
name.
Twitter name, same thing, yeah.
At Ann Walker Show. Anyway, so I'd never used it when we were on the air. But, you know, I knew that Scott Nevins was a real Twitter follower and user.
Right.
And so he would do all the tweeting. And
how excited
you
are for his life right now, are you? Isn't his life going pretty good? I'm so happy
honey.
For him to find this guy. And they are just like globetrotting the world. Tell me
That's
about you.
Right.
You talk to him pretty often still, I think. How's he doing? I mean, it's got to be on top of the world.
He is. I tell you, we've been trying to talk him into running for office here in here in Southern California. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. And
right.
I don't know. He's looking into it. I think he's really seriously looking into it. And
that
you didn't
amazing.
Hear it from me, but I would. I think he would make a great politician.
He is so passionate. He
mm-hmm.
really digs into the issues and understands the issues that he's talking
yeah.
about. He does his homework. So, yeah, I think that would be fantastic for him.
And another friend of mine, Brian Normoyl, who was also on the show with me, on my show with me, he knows so much. And maybe that's why they're not doing it, because they do know so much. And, you know, it
could be, yeah.
It's a big
I loved Brian when
commitment.
Brian was on your show, because he does.
Yeah,
he
I did too.
Sharp as a tack, and he has that radio voice.
Yes, and
carries
so darling. He's so cute. Both
yeah,
of those
exactly.
boys. Both of
they
those
are both
boys
adorable.
Are
adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm like I said, I've been following Scott for a long time and missing both you guys, but at least I'm seeing him travel all over the world with his new partner. I'm so excited things are going well for him, because that was kind of always his own personal little cross to bear.
Well,
where
he just,
was, but he did it right. He was
and
waiting
he
for the
right
guy.
He shared it with us all, his journey to find love. You know, I mean, he was really he's very particular. You know, he doesn't drink, so he doesn't fall into bed with many people.
Right.
You know, by accident. So he's very committed, and he and Philip are just a beautiful couple, and I'm so happy for him.
That's great. As am I. That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now talk about we have this. I mentioned it. We're talking about Alabama a bit here. Can you believe we have Judge Roy Moore, who's been kicked off the bench twice.
Twice. Mm-hmm.
How are these people voting for? I can understand if you're a Republican and you're going to vote Republican no matter what. But this other guy, this Luther Strange guy, was, if you're going to vote a Republican, why would not vote someone that doesn't have the scandal history behind you? I mean, I don't like either of them, but to bring this guy back on, I don't understand.
I am at a loss to understand what motivates the people in these red states to vote against their own best interests and to vote for somebody who is clearly, clearly out of their mind. I mean, I see it happened with 45. You know, people voted against their better, voted against their own best interests.
Right, exactly.
Putting him in there. But, you know, we still have to deal with the fact that our wonderful Hillary, she had more votes, you know, by 3
right.
million. And I think, I'm hoping that they figure out with this Russia hacking of Facebook that Jared Kushner was high tops on that, getting that going. Because he was the one that was doing all the supervision.
Right, he was in charge of all of
internet.
The computer stuff. You're right, yeah, the internet and things like that.
And
right.
So I have this feeling that if they keep digging, they're going to find out that he was the one that got the targeting going for Pennsylvania and Michigan, Wisconsin and Ohio. Was that the three?
Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, I think, were the three.
Yeah.
Ohio,
okay.
He won pretty handily. That's my state, as you know. And even like my county, and I called in your show. We talked about it on your show a while,
mm-hmm.
that my county is a very heavily Democratic here in the Northeast section. And we had over 30% flip over from Democrat to Republican just for – I truly believe
that the trolls, the Russian trolls on Facebook, they kept, and it didn't hurt. It really helped Trump because of the Facebook, all those ads that were taken out. And now
right.
Facebook, Twitter, and Google are being called in to testify before Mueller or one of those committees.
As
they're
they should.
They're all going in.
Yeah. It's because you're right. I mean, they're targeting specific areas, specific groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook, I think, was complicit. Like, if you're not understanding that you're having ads paid for in rubles, I mean, that just, my jaw kept dropping to the floor.
Doesn't that sort of give you a heads up something's wrong?
You would think. It just...
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Me either.
Too crazy. This has been
a terrible year for America. I mean, we've lost
Has
our standing in the world.
Has it been the longest 10 months
world.
In your life? I mean, it feels so much longer than 10 months.
Yeah, it does.
Well, this
really
is a good
does.
Stopping point. We'll come back and talk a bit more pop culture. Let's play a little song, though. Your buddy Levi Christ was in the movie with you guys as the pastor. We're going to have him on real quick, and he's going to be at the Knoxville performance in just less than a week and a half here away.
Yeah, I think he lives in Nashville now. Yeah.
I think he does. Yeah, I think you're right. So this is
mm-hmm.
Levi Christ with So Much Better. Guys, we have the amazing Ann Walker as my special co-host today. We're still waiting for phone calls. I see you out there listening in. Don't be shy. 347-989-0126. Tell us what's on your mind or just say hi to Ann. We'll be back in just
a few minutes. Just call me.
Just call her. We'll be
back,
guys.
Take an afternoon to try. I've been working too hard. I wanna leave it all behind me. Pushing and pulling, yeah, the world keeps spinning around and around. But I go with the flow. Nobody gonna get me down. think I'd tell you the secret about the way that love's gonna be. It's a super sexy, gorgeous, cosmological ecstasy. Get a hold of me. Your body unwind. You see, you got everything you want. You just gotta open up and ride. Sing it, holding on to something when there's nothing that you can do to change it. Just let it go with the flow. Get about your business doing you. Oh, oh, oh. Say, I tell you a little secret how to make it only. Oh, it's a super sexy, conscious, cosmological ecstasy. Get it hold of me. It's so much better now. Baby love, don't you know that it's so much better now. Feel good to let it go. And it's so much better now. Baby love, don't you know that it's so much better now. And it feels good to let it go. Yeah, yeah, feels good to let it go. Make it on easy street. It's a super sexy, conscious, cosmological ecstasy. Get a hold of me.
And we are back. That is Levi Christ, So Much Better. Guys, we're talking with the inimitable Miss Ann Walker of Sordid Lives fame, and of course from the Ann Walker Show on UBN Radio for so long. Ann, so glad to have you on the show today. How's everything
thanks,
else
honey.
Going out there? What are you? You're
Before
traveling
we,
so much. What's
yeah,
on your schedule?
Yeah, but I did do an episode of a show that's on the CW. It'll be on, I think, in the second season, the second episode, if they don't change it, of iZombie. It's a very
funny
zombie show.
Oh, that's a fun show. That's
yeah,
a fun show.
Yeah. I shot that up in Vancouver, and I had such a great time doing it. The people were lovely, and I'm excited. They kill me.
Oh my goodness! I can't wait to. I did not. I can't wait to see you killed, but I kind of can't wait to see TV again.
It's
and
very
we,
funny
I,
though.
I,
it's real
that's
fun.
That's gotta be fun. That's so
mm-hmm.
nice.
It was.
And Michael
so,
McCarroll's putting the gang together again for Child of the 70s. You got one more good
yes,
season left.
Yes, but I have
there.
Been. I've not been able to commit to a weekend because I've been going out of town all these weekends.
Oh
so
my goodness.
I haven't shot any of my stuff for the fifth season. So I'm hoping that, you know, once I'm finished with going around promoting the movie, I'm hoping that we can find time to get me shot.
Well, they got to get
or
you and
get
Andy
me.
From the East Coast and everything. And so you guys got to – there's some logistics involved there.
There is. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well,
but
talk about,
before we move, can I just say
oh,
Levi Christ is so funny and so darling in our movie. He does such a great job of being that, you know, bigoted preacher and goes against type, but he looks so beautiful doing it. I mean, he is just stunning, and he great performance he turns in our movie.
It is absolutely amazing, and I can't wait. If you haven't seen been one of the City Dogs premiere, this DVD, guys, like I said, October 17th, going to be the present in the LGBT Christmas bag and for all your relatives around just to talk to, because it covers so many great areas. Caroline Ray, oh my goodness, she was funnier than a crutch and her new boyfriend on it. I was loving every moment of that.
Isn't that guy great? Alex Pavlovic or something like that. He's from Canada.
He was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. He's
so beautiful.
She's
funny. She's just amazingly
she's
funny.
Mm-hmm. I told Dell I need him to do an email introduction to Caroline because I have not talked to her before, and she's coming to my neck of the woods about 15 minutes from my house. She's playing our local casino here on October 19th. And so I told Dell I'd love to talk to her before she comes out and then say, hi, I already bought tickets for my mom and I to go. It's actually she's performing on my dad's 78th birthday. So I'm taking my mom there for the comedy concert. Then, of course,
mm-hmm.
we'll sit in the casino for a while and have a little fun. But I have
of
to have Dell do me a little hookup.
I'm sure he will. Keep after him for that, because I know you will enjoy meeting her. And I know she would enjoy meeting you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we have the new TV season going on now. Is there anything that you watch regularly? Are you looking forward to starting or coming back?
I am so glad that you asked that. I am so in love with Outlanders. It's on Star.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Honey, I am telling you, when I talk about, passion with me, Scandal has always been my very favorite. And then
right.
then came The Good Wife, and then came Tia, what's her name? A Secretary of State thing.
Madam Secretary.
I mean, I just love those shows. However, for sheer, just unadulterated, crazy fan, I am about Outlanders. I tell you, I binge-watched the first two seasons last year. I didn't even know about it and had seen it on the sides of buses, you know.
Right.
And one time, I don't know, I was just a weekend. I didn't have anything to do. So I thought, well, let me watch a little bit of this. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get the DVDs of this, because I'll watch that over and over, just like I have with Gone with the Wind. I have it's my favorite movie of all time. But now I'm down to only watching the first half, because the next the second half is, you know, depressing.
Exactly,
but,
right.
But the first half is beautiful. But Outlanders, if you have Stars or you can get it on whatever platform, it is just the most beautifully done show, and the people are so good. They're so
tell everyone what it's about,
just,
because it's real. It's kind of a fun storyline, and the woman
yes.
who plays the lead is amazing. And
yes, she is. Well, Claire, they have a whole website, a couple of them, I think. I just found that this week, and I go on there to get into the conversations about it. I've never done that before. I have never done that before. I go on and read
so
them
funny.
What everybody else is saying about it. But it's all about time travel. And back, Claire goes from the 40s after the, I guess, the First World War. No,
right.
That would not be the 40s. The Second World War. Yeah. Isn't it? Second World War?
Second World War.
Anyway.
No, it's Second World War. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she falls into this stone, and it takes her back into the 16th or 1700s. And she meets up with this beautiful man. He's a Scottish man. And, oh, God, it is just unbelievable. And he is the love of her life. But she somehow they were getting ready to have a big battle and she had to leave, and now we're going back and forth to her time, and she's, her daughter's grown now, and we know that they're going to go back and find Jamie. It's just, I hate that I have to wait every 7 days in between, 6 days in between.
That's exciting. I can never pronounce, it's a great show. I can never pronounce the cast name. They all have these exotic,
well,
I don't know if they're
her
all
name, from, yeah,
Kate
Triana
or Caltriana or what is it?
Well, I think it's Katrina or,
Katrina?
It's spelled
okay.
Different. I think it's spelled differently, but it, I think it's either Katrina or, let me go on here and see.
I don't know, Katrina Balfe or something, but I just don't want to pronounce it because it spells it. I never knew how to pronounce her name. Okay.
I know. Let me see if I can find this.
Ooh, take your time because I want to hear all about it because that's my mom's favorite show and I haven't got into it yet. So.
Oh, it is? So your mother knows about it. Your mother and I are the same person. Okay.
I think so. I think you guys are separated at birth because between your casino things and your love of certain things, I think that you guys are definitely separated at birth.
Let me find Toutlanders. Toutlander.
And you're not much of a reality TV person, but did you hear about The Voice opening this week?
Well, I did. That was a big deal.
I did not know about it. I recorded both days. I didn't see him until last night. And the show starts out with a drag queen, a worship leader and drag queen, who just blows the doors off the place, I guess.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I haven't watched it. I've never watched The Voice. I've never gotten into it.
Record it, and I kind of watch. I'm a big fast forwarder to it. I don't watch anything live pretty much anymore. I'm addicted to my fast forward. But so I record it for Monday and Tuesday night and started watching it late last night. And the opening, it's this guy named Chris Weaver. He is a worship leader at a church and a drag queen by night. They showed both things. He sang, and it was just a fantastic voice. All the judges turned around. They have why can't I think of her name all of a sudden? Who's Color Purple Girl and the girl from American Idol?
Oh, Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson is the new judge this year.
Yeah. And
she is amazing the way she's just talks to these people. But then we have, Blake, and we have Miley's back for her second year, and Adam and everything. So that was cool. And then later on in the show, they had, I don't know how to pronounce the name. It's Esra Cherul or whatever. He's the first football player that came out after he left the NFL. He was an NFL football player, 48 years old. Beautiful voice. He got Jennifer Hudson, he picked Blake. Jennifer Hudson and Blake turned around, but they had two LGBT representation on the first episode. I thought, well, wow, that usually they kind of, all these competition shows try to hide it under the rug. And I was kind of excited to see that.
Well, that's terrific. I may have to tune that in. No, but speaking of reality shows, I have never watched the Kardashians, but this week when they announced that three of them are pregnant, and that little 20-year-old girl, I don't even know her name, here she is pregnant, out of wedlock. You know, I wrote something about it on Facebook. I said, you know, all these young women who look up to those girls, you'd think they'd be a little better. You know,
right.
They have the wherewithal. They can have as many children out of wedlock or whatever they want to because they have plenty of money. But these young women around the country who look up to them, they will be having babies out of wedlock. And then, you know, they won't have the money to take care of those children. And it just kills me and hurts me down deep, you know?
What's my thoughts? I mean, as much as I'm so enamored with entertainment, you know, I love you. I love old-time Hollywood. I love new Hollywood. And it bugs me enough that they're famous just for being famous. But I can live with that. If they find a way to make a brand, they make a jillion of dollars on TV, good for them. But then to not use that platform, like you said, to do stupid-ass things like that, where it's not a role model whatsoever. and
right.
Just,
I know.
It's so disheartening. If
it
you
is.
You made yourself this brand, and you made yourself famous, and good on you for that. Even though I think it's silly, you got famous for being famous and having a big butt, but whatever, whatever it is. But then use that platform for good. I mean, it drives me up a tree. I got to tell you.
It does me too. It just amazes me though, you know it. That they do that, and like I say, I don't give a shit about their morals.
It's just
that if they weren't so high profile, it wouldn't look so enticing to these young girls sitting out there in America. You know,
yep.
they think it's going to happen to them like that. And they're going to have a baby daddy who's going to be loving and. But these girls don't keep men. The Kardashians, you know, look at their track record.
Right.
I'm surprised that Kanye and Kim have stayed together as long as they have.
Yeah, I really am too. You're right. I think that's so true.
I think it's because they don't live together half the time. Or maybe they do. I don't know.
That's for sure.
That was mean. That was mean. I will own up to being mean sometimes.
Every once in a while, you just got to say it how you feel it. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, so you find anything in your Outlander there? What are you going to share with us more about Outlander?
Oh, no, I can't find it.
Oh, that's okay.
All right,
no problem.
Here.
Well, just
it was right
like
here.
I said, I pulled it up here a little bit too. And like I said, great cast. I haven't got to see it. My mom loves it. And it's just, I love all these things we have, all these things that are happening now. On you have Stars and HBO. What do you think of that as far as TV's going now? I have that Star Trek I need to watch now because I have Wilson Cruz and Anthony Rapp playing a couple, a same-sex couple in Star Trek. I have to pay $6.99 a month for that app, and I got to pay $9.99 a month for Game of Thrones. I'm getting sick of paying this extra money for my TV addiction, Anne. I got to tell you.
I don't blame you. I just don't have time. I don't allow myself to have that much time on my hands because I can't. I mean, I do pay quite a bit. I'm on, get my cable, but I pay that $200. But you know, I feel like I'm getting something from that. You know, but
right,
I'm not
right.
going. I can't be watching TV on the smallest screen. Like I want to see The Handmaid's Tale, and I know I'm going to have to sit at my desk. And watch my monitor here. And it's not one of those huge ones, but it's a nice size. But I
didn't think about that. I forgot that it's on a streaming as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's just so much. I mean, we get inundated. I just don't have time. And I don't want to have the time because I can't devote just every waking hour, you know?
Well, yeah, you got to have a life and everything. And like you said, you've been traveling so much for all your work lately, and talk about how's your family, how's your lovely daughters doing?
They're great.
I saw when you tweeted that they live in Thousand Oaks. That's where my brother lives, is in Thousand Oaks.
Oh, well, one of my daughters lives there. She's the doctor, and she works at Los Robles Hospital. She's an anesthesiologist. And my other daughter is in Santa Barbara right now doing her field work for her occupational therapy master's degree. So,
How exciting is that?
I'm just thrilled with both of them. And they're lovely girls and wonderful women, and they're a lot nicer than me.
Now.
No,
well, that's great, though.
I'm on the bitchy side. But
well,
they're daddy. They're
on
daddy
the truthful side. You're
nice.
On the truth-telling side.
Yeah.
You don't have that filter. You're like the Sophia Petrilla.
Exactly.
Your filter's not always there.
Uh-huh.
Do you think
that'd be,
speaking of that, did you hear about all the stuff that happened all summer long? Stan Zimmerman, I don't know if you ever had him on the show. He's been a good friend on my show that was the writer for Roseanne and Gilmore Girls and Golden Girls and all that. He put together that Silver Foxes television show. Did you hear about that this summer?
No, I did not.
Oh, my goodness. We got to get you involved with this if it comes to fruition. He had pitched, him and his writing partner, Stan, like I said, Stan wrote for all these great places already. And him and his writing partner put together a little script called Silver Foxes. It's a Golden Girls-esque show, not based on him, but it kind of has a lot of similarities. And they brought together Bruce Vilanch, George Takei, Leslie Jordan, and who's the other guy?
I have not heard about this.
It's like four guys living, and they have to break one out of an old folks' home, and they're living together, and they're calling it Silver Foxes. And all over the internet, they can't get a freaking network to read it because it's about gay and old, but it caught so much fire they almost had to do it. Now it got discussed at the upfronts that they have every year. He got one of the NBC executives got called out on it. He got made to write it, and now ABC Television is looking at it. But we can be looking at a fun show. They're going to have a lesbian couple next door to him. So it just the premise is so much fun.
I have to look that up, and I want to be on that.
You would be amazing with that. You would be so great. And like I said, the leads were, it was just, they did a table read for it. And that's as far as they've gone. They haven't even done they just have the script and a table read. And it hasn't even been a pilot yet. But I think it's going to be an amazing show.
How did you
show.
Find out about that?
Well,
Stan's
been on my show a whole bunch of times. I love Stan to death. We got a mutual friend. And like I said, he is he's kind of amazing. He was on the very first season for Golden Girls. He wrote mid-season for Roseanne. He wrote the lesbian kiss for Roseanne with what's her name? What's the comedian's name? It was her friend. I don't even remember.
Sandra Bernhardt?
Yeah, Sandra Bernhardt, exactly. He wrote that episode along with that season's episode. He wrote for Gilmore Girls. He has done a couple of web series for Tello Films where he had Mindy Sterling star in both in one and Barry Bostwick star in the other. He directed these for these web series, and he's just kind of blowing up himself right now. And so he pitched this idea, and we're so excited that it may be hopefully a place near us right now. We'll see what happens.
That would be terrific. That sounds
and
fun.
Then I just heard the other day too. What's another thing in New York? Going to New York reminded me. Michael Urie. Remember Michael Urie?
Oh yes,
Ugly Betty.
I love him.
Oh, love him to death. Him and Mercedes Rühl. You know Mercedes Rühl, of course, the fantastic actress.
And they have opening. What's the
Torch
play?
Song trilogy?
Torch Song. Yeah. Yeah.
That was my very first LGBT movie I ever saw, and they're playing
Is
in New York
right?
right now. I need to see that so bad I can taste it.
I bet they're good in it, too.
What's on your radar? Do you get out to many of the playhouses or anything in L.A. recently? Have you seen anything come across your radar that you really are looking forward to or heard talked about?
No, actually, I have not. Like I say, I've just been, sort of dug in up here with the fires and with going in and out of town. All I do is try to figure out what I'm going to wear wherever,
There you go.
That's me.
The wardrobe
That's
possibilities,
me.
Making sure it's not a wardrobe malfunction someplace.
Exactly. It's amazing.
You get out to Palm Springs a couple times, I think, with the shows, and you enjoy going out to Palm Springs, don't you?
Yeah, and I haven't even been out there in a while. It's just terrible. I've just been stuck at home. Because when you're out on the road, when you get home, you don't want to travel anywhere.
Right, exactly right. It's funny, I love taking my mom out when I can, and I can take her out for about 2 days worth, then she needs another day and a half to recover. So I need a day and a half recovery day for every 2 days she goes out. I need to have 2 days of downtime for her.
Exactly. I mean, that's the way it gets, because it's a high-energy thing when you're on the road, and you're running for planes and walking through airports, and it's, not an easy thing for when you get a little older. That's what I
think. Well, we only have about 5 minutes left. I can't believe we're wrapping up already. Tell everyone where they can find you. Your Twitter is the Ann Walker Show, right?
At Ann Walker Show.
And you have your Facebook. You have the Ann Walker Show Facebook.
They can just find me on regular Facebook as Ann Walker. That's what I look at most anymore. But you never know.
And talk about Let's finish up on Sorted Lives. So, like I said, you're going to New York on it. What was the best part about bringing LaVonda back to life all these years later after the series?
Well, that she's still just as funny as ever, you know, and she's she might just have gotten a little bitchier, you know. She just does not suffer. She does not suffer fools very well. Never did. But things are. She's nicer, a little bit nicer. I think she's not as quite as mean as she has been. And it's good to see her and Alita back together. I enjoyed that so much doing that with Caroline. And we just had such a great time. And Del's writing other things. You know, everybody's all up in arms about the fact that this is our last installment. And, of course, we've always thought it was our last installment, and we keep coming back. But
yeah, I think you guys have too much chemistry to not try something, even if it's different characters in a different setting.
Yeah, and I think that's what he's doing. You know, he won't let any of us go. As long as we're above ground.
It's an amazing show. Like I said, we're going to be doing 2 more weeks across the country, zigzagging. You can catch Anne October 2nd, which is this Monday in New York City. Then it's going to be on Saturday, October 7th in Winston-Salem, and then her hometown of Houston, Thursday, October 12th. Be sure to catch Anne in all of those areas. And then the DVD comes out October 17th. Go to the Very Sorted Wedding Facebook page. There's contests every week on how you can win your own advanced copy. So exciting stuff, and share it. The goal, I guess, I was talking to Emerson the other day. He said that the biggest release they've had on your distributor was $6,000 in the first, or 6,000 units in the first printing out, and their goal is to beat that, and they're a little over 3,500 now. So we have 2 weeks to get this record going.
So I think we make it.
I think you will. I think you will.
I do too. I think that's why we're heading out in all directions.
You are invited back on the radio anytime. You know you're one of my favorite people on the planet.
And you are mine, honey.
A little bit stay on the line for me. We'll talk a little bit off air here. We're going to finish up with another song from the movie. This is Blake MacIver, who's a great friend of Anne's, who I'm just in love with.
Oh,
he plays the final song on it. It's a wedding anthem that he actually did right after marriage equality was legal across the land. And so we're going to play that right now. So as soon as I can pull it up here. My fingers aren't doing the walking in you. Here we go. Okay. This is Who We Are by Blake MacIver. Ann Walker, thanks so much for
Thank you, Scott, and thank everybody for tuning in.
Exactly, and we'll see you guys next Wednesday at 2 o'clock with Ricky Rebel will be my guest next week. Talk to you later, and have a great day.
Pulling past the signpost of this tiny weathered town. The tears welled up so high inside, I thought that I might drown. Everything is different, but it all looks the same. And now you're here beside me, and I'm rid of all my shame. I just hope that they will see what is always. How much do I love you? Will they understand everything it took for us to get those wedding bands? The road ain't always pretty, and home sometimes seems far, with twists and turns, the lessons learned, growing pains and scars. But it's time. Boy, I never thought there'd be that perfect happy ending for anyone like me. I could read the signals, make smiles. smiles and the bless his heart. And I still hear the whispered words that said I'd never be apart. Now I want him.